This is Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
Welcome to Scott Stadium. Chris Graham and Scott German, and we are here live in the press box after Virginia's 23-13 loss, trying to get Scott in here in the picture with us. And Scott, I don't know that I have ever seen a game turn on one play the way this one did tonight. Third quarter, roughly 7 minutes to go, Virginia had Pitt pinned back inside its 10-yard line, a third down and 11 play. And the tackle by Elliott, losing his name right, his first name right here, but he was sacking Kenny Pickett for a loss of what would have been a 3-yard loss, and it would have set up a 4th and 14 for Pitt. Virginia gets the big stop. They're going to get the ball back in great field position, probably around midfield. You're up 10-7 at the time. And instead, Riley Johnson, and that's his name. He is the referee who was literally 2 feet from the play. Saw Elliott grab Pickett, put my hand up here, grab him by the numbers and call a horse collar tackle. 15-yard penalty, extends the drive, Pitt scores. And, I mean, I'll give him credit. Pitt took advantage, and they still had to go a long way down the field to get that touchdown, and then they had to control the fourth quarter the way they did. This game doesn't end that way, the way it did today, if not for that absolute horseshit call. And that's the only way I can call it.
I'm glad you didn't sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's no other way. That took the air out of the stadium, took the air out of the team.
Yeah, it did.
Again, they did drive the ball down the field, but it's a young football team, and that seemed to demoralize them.
Joey Blunt got hurt on that series, so Virginia lost a few guys tonight. Juan Thornhill went down in the first half, didn't come back. We saw him on the sidelines in the second half in exercise clothes. Blunt goes down on that drive. He's not hurt, if not for that awful call. Not a horse collar. Let me just emphasize. Horse collar is when you grab somebody by the collar, not when you grab them in the middle of their back. That's not a horse collar tackle, okay? So that's just basic football. I know if you guys were watching, you were watching the game on the ESPN broadcast, and I understand that the ESPN broadcasters talked about that being a classic horse collar tackle. That's not a classic horse collar tackle. A horse collar tackle is by the neck, not by the middle of the back. So the game extends. I mean, the drive extends. Congratulations to Pitt. Now, they did dominate the second half. Pitt had 64 yards rushing at halftime. They finished with 254, so they had 190. Now, 75 of that came on that burst through the line by Darren Hall. A lot of that came on that drive after that absolutely terrible call. But credit, they played well offensively. And Virginia, what happened to Virginia offensively second half? Only 56 yards offense for Virginia in the second half. 4 first downs. What happened?
Well, if you look at the stats, now, we do agree that the horse collar was a bogus call.
They took the air out of everything.
But that aside, UVA off Virginia's offense laid an egg tonight.
Yeah, second half. First half, 193 yards. Yeah. Good first half.
Second half, they forgot to come out of locker room. And this is not a good Pitt defensive team.
We gave up 45 points last week.
Yeah, to Duke.
To Duke, 51 to Penn State, 45 to Central Florida. I mean, the list goes on, and then they look like the Pittsburgh Steelers tonight.
Yeah, and again, I hope this isn't a sign of things to come, but the offensive line certainly didn't give Perkins a lot of room tonight. And I think he didn't bring his A game. He held onto the ball a little too long.
He got sacked a couple times on those drives in the fourth quarter when the game was still a one-score game. I would agree there. A 9-yard sack on the 3-and-out when Virginia was still just down a score. And then he took a 16-yard sack on the last drive for Virginia. So yeah, those were on breaks. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, again, we're talking about, we can talk all day about the bad call on the sidelines, but Virginia had 44 yards rushing offense. You're not going to win a lot of games with those kind of numbers. And if they did play well defensively, if you look at the stats, Pitt finished with 254. 75 of them came on one play. 40-some came on one play in the first half. So that's 111 of the 250 on two plays.
On two plays, yeah. I mean, so – but we knew that coming in, that this Pitt team doesn't do a lot of fancy stuff, that they come in and they block. They have big linemen, big tight ends. They'll block well. And then they have speed guys, and Darren Hall showed that. He had the 41-yard burst in the first half that got Pitt up on the board early, and then that 75-yard touchdown. I mean, Virginia couldn't, in both those plays, we've seen Virginia defenders run guys down. There was no hope there. He had the speed, so give him credit for that. But, outside of those two big plays, the Pitt offense was largely stopped. This was a game that, if you told me before tonight, Scott, that Virginia would hold Pitt to 23 points, I'd say, great, that's a 45-23 win. So, yeah, the offense did not do what we thought the offense would do tonight.
Yeah, and I'm sure that Coach Mendenhall will address that call in the press conference. But still, that aside, the UVA offense just was not on target in the second half. We talked about them making the great adjustments last week against North Carolina. I think Pitt did a good job coming out of the locker room, making some adjustments here to negate Virginia's offense. But disappointing game.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think. I mean, because we watched the second half, and I'm still trying to make sense offensively and defensively too. I mean, 190 yards rushing now again, 75 of that was on that one burst. But Pitt really controlled the clock in the second half too. They controlled the ball, controlled the clock. I was looking at the numbers now. Total plays, this game, when you look at all the stats, this was not a 23-13 game by and large. 56 plays for Pitt from scrimmage, 50 for Virginia. That's a low number of plays in a modern college football game. That shows that the run game for Pitt was really dominant. They ran 42 plays, only passed it 14 times. You know, Pitt is a team that usually runs at about 62% of the time. That's a 75-25 split. So that tells you that Pat Narduzzi and his staff felt that they could run the ball, and they did. Virginia, 24 passes, 26 runs. I mean, Perkins' numbers are fine passing-wise, 17 of 24, 205, one touchdown pass, no interceptions. Virginia turned the ball over once, but it wasn't an egregious turnover. It was actually a fourth down play in the first half right at the 30-yard line that would have extended the drive into scoring territory. But Evan Butts fumbled. He had the first down on the catch, but then he fumbled. Pitt didn't turn that in points. So, Virginia came, coming in, did a lot of the things you would expect them to do. I would have said coming in, again, 254 rushing for Pitt, 23 points. You only turn the ball over once on a rainy night. I'd say this is a Virginia win, but the offense, I think he hit the nail on the head there, Scott. The line, for the first time this season, really looked vulnerable. What was the total number of sacks? 5 sacks for Pitt. It felt like more than that. Perkins ends up because, in college, sack yards come off your running game. In the pros, they come off your net passing game. He ended up officially with negative 7 yards rushing, but 46 yards lost on sacks. So even then, you take the 5 sacks out, he would have run the ball 10 times for 39 yards. That's keeping Bryce Perkins in check, really, for a defense.
Yeah, and you hope that this was kind of a point in the season last year when we started wearing thin on the offensive line. I look, we were still, our first teamers were still out there. We weren't dropping them, to injury. So, you pick up the pieces, you come out next week, you got Liberty coming in, you're still 6-3. You got a chance to get win number 7 next week. I think you got to just move forward.
You're still 4-2 in the ACC. Now, Pitt moves to 4-1. They're 5-4 overall, but they're 4-1 in the ACC with a lot of games tomorrow. Pitt right now has the advantage because at 4-1 with a win over Virginia. If we were to dive them, obviously they have the head-to-head there. But a lot of football still to be played. Our rivals down in Blacksburg play Boston College tomorrow night. Virginia Tech's 3-2 in the ACC. They're actually a slight underdog at home, which is rare in this era. Long era, I would say, for Virginia Tech to be a dog at home against anybody other than like a Clemson, maybe. Even a win there, they're 4-2 tied with Virginia. Virginia's got 2 road games left. This is it as far as ACC home games. You've got Georgia Tech on the road, and then you've got Virginia Tech on the road. You can be 6-2, you can be 5-3, you can be 4-4. So at this stage, you lick your wounds. You don't like that call. The call turned the game around, but he had ample opportunity after that call to move the ball and didn't do so. And so tough loss, dispiriting loss, but pick up the pieces and move on.
You're talking about it's still up for grabs, the division, because Pitt's got Tech next week.
Yes.
And then they close out at Wake and at Miami. So this didn't by any means eliminate UVA from the Coastal Division title. Lots going to, that critical game tomorrow down in Blacksburg, Boston College. Virginia still got a lot to play for.
A lot to play for. And, the next time, you're not going to be able to be at the game. You're not going to be at the basketball game Tuesday, right?
Possibly.
Okay. So I was going to say the next time we're on grounds, will be for basketball. It'll be Tuesday night, the season opener for Virginia basketball, as the Hoos open with Towson. And number five preseason, that's, I hope I'm not misstating this, that seems like the highest we would be preseason rated since the Ralph era.
Yes, it was.
Because obviously we finished last season number one and spent a lot of time a couple years ago at number two. But I don't, you know, those last year we were not even ranked in the preseason. So preseason number five, Virginia, opens with Towson Tuesday. We'll be here. Here, physically. We'll be actually just on the other side of the grounds at John Paul Jones Arena. But that's a 7 o'clock tip. Game over at 9. We'll do this again. And then we've got, let's see, then Scott will be here for Liberty football. I've got the UVA George Washington basketball. Basically, a lot of UVA sports coming up. It's that confluence of seasons that's a lot of fun for fans. Unfortunately, tonight we lose the game, but that is part of it as well. For Scott German, I'll sign off. Chris Graham, thank you for joining us here on Facebook Live and on our podcasts. And we'll talk to you again soon.